Calls for regulation on technology giants have reached a fever pitch. They come after reports that the Federal Trade Commission and the Justice Department's Antitrust Division will look into companies including Facebook, Google, Amazon, and Apple. Let's go now to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Kara Swisher is Recode's editor-at-large. Hi, Kara.
How you doing?
Good. Kara, you recently wrote in the New York Times, the techlash has officially arrived. Now, you'd think you'd be happy about this because you've long been critical of these tech companies and called for more accountability, but you write that you are not thrilled with these calls for regulation. How come?
Well, no, I'm thrilled that the idea that regulators are going to move in, because this is an industry that's long past due date on getting some regulatory oversight and guardrails in place. What I'm worried about is the sudden obsession with breaking them up or doing not being thoughtful about what we're doing here. Now, every major industry does get some sort of regulation. And what I'd like to have is smart regulation, thoughtful regulation, and appropriate regulation. And so I'm a little worried when I hear every candidate saying sort of just mouthing pretty superficial lines rather than some really thoughtful and creative ways to keep this innovative industry innovative and at the same time put in important safeguards for users and others.
You say the very same agencies and legislators now screaming for blood have for decades ignored any sensible regulation of Silicon Valley, afraid of killing the golden geeks. Nice turn of phrase, by the way. When you say that they seem to be in the dark, what do you mean? Point to something.
Well, they've spent a lot of time. Like what I did, I found an essay I wrote 10 years ago about Google when they were trying to get control of Yahoo search, and they sort of took a dive on it. They constantly, whatever administration it is, the FTC had not acted at all in any way for a decade or more. And as these problems started to mount, and I think if they had done something earlier, we wouldn't have these social media problems we have. We wouldn't have this election interference problems. And we would have had a group of people much more cognizant that there are repercussions to actions.
So what is the correct way of doing this in your view?
Well, there's a lot of ways. It depends on the company, right? Is perhaps antitrust, at least the discussion of antitrust is appropriate for a Facebook or a Google. It probably isn't for an Apple. There may be some regulatory things you can do about pricing around the App Store, for example. Amazon's a really interesting case. It isn't the biggest retailer by stretch by the numbers, but at the same time, it dominates online commerce. How do you best create a situation where competitors can thrive and these big giant companies don't suck up all the oxygen? It's a really important discussion that we need to have because tech is one of our most important industries that we have. And at the same time, we can't, allow these big companies to make major societal decisions for us that have impact on all citizens. There's issues around privacy, there's issues around addiction, there's issues around the ability of these companies to run to one person to have complete control. It's the way the stock is done. So there's all kinds of ways to get at this. And I just want each one to, it shouldn't be just a big giant hammer. It should be much more subtle, like surgery.
I wonder if you can talk about what President Trump has said. Let's listen to him on CNBC's Squawk Box yesterday talking about fines and lawsuits against American tech companies in the European Union.
Well, we should be doing, they're our companies, so they're actually attacking our companies, but we should be doing what they're doing. They think that there's a monopoly, but I'm not sure that they think that. They just figure this is easy money. We'll sue Apple for $7 billion, and we'll make a settlement or we'll win the case. So I think it's a bad situation, but obviously there is something going on in terms of monopoly.
He says there is something going on in terms of monopoly with American tech companies, Kara?
He doesn't know what he's talking about. I'm sorry. This is typical. This is what I'm talking about. It's just errant discussions without any knowledge of the situation. I think, what's interesting about Trump is because he does attack the tech companies quite a bit, is that he's directionally correct and completely wrong on the facts, which is kind of a problem. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Directionally correct, yes, these are powerful companies that need to be scrutinized more than they have been by the government. At the same time, saying these things is incredibly careless. And that's exactly the problem.
So an example where he's wrong?
He just doesn't like they just are trying to get fined so the getting's good. No, the European Union is being very thoughtful about taxes and things like that. They may be doing too much. A lot of people feel they are. It's just you can say something that's correct, but how to get at it and how to keep it as a being more nuanced and subtle is really hard. I just interviewed Stacey Abrams last night, who ran for governor of Georgia. She had a very nuanced argument about the tech companies, and that's the kind of thinking we want to have about what should be done, and thoughtful and nuanced, and here's what'll work, here's one, working with all the stakeholders, including citizens, the companies, and government to keep this industry thriving, and at the same time, not letting them have unlimited power. It's a very delicate thing to do correctly. And just loud speeches like Trump just did are just, it's just, it's not helpful in any way.
One more thing. You're at the Code Conference today. There's been a lot of talk about YouTube. The video site's CEO was on stage yesterday answering questions about the ongoing efforts to crack down on hate speech and extremism on YouTube. How serious are their efforts in your view?
Well, we also have some of the top executives from Twitter and other and Facebook. And I think a lot of them are in the mode of, well, we've made mistakes. We better fix them. And maybe it's a little hard for us to do so. So I don't think everyone was very happy with it. But at the same time, at least they're in those discussion modes. So that's always a plus.
That's Kara Swisher, editor at large for Recode. Kara, nice to talk to you as always.
Thank you so much.